Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Papakilala na natin, isa po siyang Filipino Kiwi recording artist na nakabase po dito sa Melbourne. At marami na po siyang nagawa, no? Specifically R&B and hip-hop artist yung kanyang genre. Ayan. At syempre, pinanganak siya sa Cebu, sa Philippines, pero lumaki siya sa South Auckland. At salamat sa kanyang tatay dahil yung tatay niya yung nagturo sa kanyang kumanta at mag-play ng guitar sa edad na 6 years old. At nung 16 years old na siya, Dan, ay nagsimula siyang magsulat at mag-record ng kanyang sariling music, syempre gamit ang R&B at hip-hop music. At noong 2013, siya naman ay sumali sa South Auckland Rap Collective na Masogang Music, kung saan na-sharpen pa yung kanyang vocal and lyrical style. At nung medyo nagkaroon siya ng break, no, mula sa music industry, 2013 to 2018, syempre malapit pa rin sa puso niya ang musika. At nag-relocate nga siya sa Melbourne ng 2018 at ibinalik ang kanyang passion para sa paggawa ng mga musika. Alam mo kailan? Nung lockdown, COVID-19. At itong 2022, siya din ang nag-co-found ng Hiraya Music, isang Filipino-Australian hip-hop collective focused on, syempre, cultural identity and creative empowerment. At pag nitong late 2022 naman, ay nagsimula na siyang maglabas ng kanyang mga music bilang isang solo artist. At nitong 2025, ang dami ginagawa. Siya din ay isang co-founder ng CODA o Collaborative Music Group na nagpupush ng boundaries sa local scene. Syempre, may unique blend yan ng R&B and streetwise hip-hop. At syempre, congrats natin, new dad. Wow, first time dad. Well, let's welcome dito po sa studio. Ang kanyang name ay Froy Aguhar, pero siya ay kilala bilang Trix. Magandang umaga, Trix.
Good morning, guys.
Wow, welcome to SBS morning, Filipino.
Thank you.
Ayan, mukha na sabi ko na lahat about you, no?
Hey, pretty much said the whole thing. The whole life story.
Yeah. But first of all, congratulations. First time dad.
Yes, thank you. Thank
How does
you.
It feel? Yeah.
Rewarding, worth it. Tired, sleepy, but yeah, she's a bundle of joy. So she's really
amazing.
Really lighting up like the mood.
Oh, 3 weeks old.
3 weeks old, yes.
Oh,
yes.
So I gather wala ka pang tulog since ipinanganak siya. Tas working full time.
Wala pa. Tas hindi. Actually, kakabalik ko lang.
To work.
I think yesterday. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just got back to work yesterday. Work. So. Yeah, trying to adjust, but yeah, everything's good. Mm-hmm. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Congrats.
Wow. Thank you.
So, nadagdagan sa listahan ng kanyang, alam mo yun, gagawin in the lahat.
Inspirasyon.
Oh.
Inspirasyon. Yan.
Yes. Yeah. Feel ko nga baka may bagong kanta eh. No?
There you go.
Yeah.
Pero sige, nako, Trix, let's talk about, you growing up muna. Para sa mga hindi pa nakakilala, to get to know you more. You know, growing up as a Filipino in South Auckland, in New Zealand.
Yes.
Kasi you were born in Cebu, I hear, and then you moved to New Zealand, South Auckland. How
Correct.
Did you navigate the differences? Kasi the adjustment, culture, and
yeah, I mean, culturally wise, it was a bit different. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first started school, and I met like one other Filipino guy, and that was it. There was no other Filipinos there. It's just one Filipino.
Wow.
And he was, I think he was born and raised there, so it was a bit different. Mm-hmm. Although he still had a bit of the Filipino culture with him, mm-hmm. but obviously he kind of like guided me through. He was really nice, and another way as well is like obviously back to zero. So it was a bit of a culture shock seeing like kids walking around, like primary school kids walking on the street with no shoes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. But we were the street's clean enough for them to walk around barefooted. So that was a culture shock for me.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Australian also do that, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Walang sapatos. Parang ganun na culture shock din ako.
In the malls. I was like, these guys are walking around in the malls, but it's clean enough. So it's
the same as New Zealand. People mm-mm, are barefoot. Mm-mm.
Correct. Yeah.
May meaning ba yun?
Wala naman siguro. I guess they're just happy to do that. It's clean enough. I'm not saying Philippines is not clean enough, but I don't think we can do that back there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Share mo pa ibang mga culture shock pa.
A lot of the other things that I noticed when I was in school is they were a lot more laid back with like the studies that were in Philippines, like study every day, you gotta have top marks. Mm-hmm. different different, very laid back, very, although different, different, the way they teach is also different. People, actually, no, there's not too much difference when it comes to like, how close everyone is. So I've noticed that a lot of the families there, especially like the Maori people, which is, they're the kind of like the indigenous people there. They're very close knit.
Like the Filipinos.
Correct. Yeah. So they're not the type to kind of just like move out. As soon as they're 18, now they like to stay together, which is really nice. It reminds me of how we are, and like you know, as Filipinos, it's really nice to see.
When you were growing up, though, was it difficult or challenging to make new friends? Because you're a kid, diba? Did you remember, like, did you have to, like, you know, join groups or start talking to people? How did you approach that?
Yeah, it was a bit hard at first. Literally, it's purely because I couldn't really speak English properly, right? So when I moved there, I didn't know what everyone was saying. Accent was different, obviously. Like growing up with like an American
English
type of, like, you hear all of that, and then you go to New Zealand, and it's like way totally different. There's heaps of different like words that they say over there that's different to how Americans talk. So because of that, obviously, it was a bit hard for me to make friends. Eventually, like, that one Filipino guy from my school, he kind of like really helped me out with introducing me to his friends, and eventually, you know, I kind of like, you know, started making more friends after that. So it was good. But yeah, it was a bit hard
at the start.
At the start.
Ito naman, what values or traditions naman na from your Filipino upbringing that you did you hold on to while, you know, adapting to the Kiwi culture?
One thing that my dad did, like the main thing, was when we're at home, no one speaks English.
Filipino talaga.
Yeah. So we had to speak Bisaya, Cebuano, or not mainly Tagalog, but because I'm from Cebu, so I can speak Cebuano fluently.
Amazing.
Yeah. Tagalog, probably like 80%, 70% to what, you know, what I can actually speak with Cebuano. Yeah.
So it's really, you know, keeping the language.
Correct.
Preserving the language.
Obviously, like, you know, respecting elders as well. That's one of the main things, like, up until now.
Mano.
Yeah. I still do that. Even like my siblings as well. Like my younger sister, she can speak, you know, Cebuano fluently as well. The youngest, however, is a bit different. Yeah. So she kind of grown up a bit more.
She got away.
With my parents, a bit more laid back nowadays. So, yeah. But a lot of the values that I grew up with in Philippines is still within me.
And do you plan to also impart it to your family?
Absolutely.
Your wife is Samoan, yeah?
Correct. So my partner is Samoan, but she's also from New Zealand. And we both plan to, obviously, both our cultures and values, we wanna you know,
impart
that with our child at the moment. That's something that we really want to do. Yeah.
So is there a clash then? Kasi nga magkaibang kultura, no?
Not so much. They really value family as well, which is really nice. Family first. Like, she's really, really close to her family. We actually have one of her siblings staying with us.
Nice.
And nowadays you don't really see that much, you know. And it's really nice.
That's good to hear. Nabanggit mo, no, you still, you know, kept like walang mag-English inside the house. How about yung mga, apart from the traditions, yung video, okay, do you guys do that too?
Absolutely.
Like birthday celebrations.
Absolutely.
How heavy.
I remember my dad, like, because obviously we have people visiting us from Philippines, or like, you know, someone that we know that's going to immigrate as well. And I remember we were only there for a couple of months, and my dad asked someone to bring one of the machines, the Magic Sing.
Magic Sing.
To the point that, at that time, you know, we have that book.
Yeah. Yeah. I just know the numbers.
I already know the numbers. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, memorized na, no? Yeah. Pa hindi, pero 2651. Ganun na agad. Karaoke is really a big part of the Filipino culture, no? How about sa New Zealand? Hindi ba masyado sila makaraoke?
Not at the time, no. So, like, obviously, it was mainly just Filipinos that was doing their own karaoke. Obviously, probably some of the other Asian like places, like, you know, the nightlife, they might have it, but a lot of the karaoke really started from Filipinos there.
Yeah, sa bahay ng mga Pinoy.
Yeah, right. Pero look, you know, it happens inside the house. Of course, that's really strong. Kasi that's where you start or end your day, diba? But did you ever feel like torn between two cultures? Yeah. Or did you just, you know, blend naturally? Kasi ang hirap, like, you know, how do I act outside and inside the house?
Yeah. I think probably the first, like, couple of years was a bit hard. Like, it was hard for me to kind of, like, you know, work with this culture and work with my Filipino culture. But eventually, we found, like, you know, like some other Filipino groups that we kind of started hanging out with and all that. And it was really nice. Like, you know, obviously they have their Filipino culture with them, and I kind of, like, you know, that got to settle around with how they've done it. And I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, okay, so that's how they act around, you know, non-Filipinos. That's really nice. A bit different to how I first started in, like, the first couple of years after I moved there. But eventually I kind of just settled in with, like, a nice group of friends. Non-Filipino friends. But it was mainly, like, islanders and all that I got to hang out with, purely because of our culture was, like, pretty close.
It's really good to find your community and tribe, no? So that you will also, kumbaga, hindi ka mahirapan mag-adjust. Pero ito, quickly lang bago tayo mag-break. How about when it comes to food? Are you like a Filipino food kind of person? Or meron din mga pagkaing New Zealand or Kiwi food na you can share to us?
My partner is sick of eating rice. she would tell me, I've never eaten so much rice until I met you. So, yeah, I still eat Filipino food.
Do you cook?
Quite a lot. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so I've learned from my mom as well on how she cooks. Probably not as good, but I still eat Filipino food.
Ano ba usually yung pagkain sa New Zealand? So, I've never been to New Zealand. That's why I want to know.
What was that?
It all depends. Like, if you hang out with a lot of, like, the Maori people, they do a lot of, like, the underground cooking stuff. Yeah, the hangi. They call it the hangi.
Hangi.
Yeah, they do the hangi. But, I think one of the main things there is, like, fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Yeah, okay.
You know? A few of those. Obviously, kumara, which is the sweet potato, that we call it kumara over there. So they don't call it sweet potatoes there. That's a big thing for them. Even potatoes is a big thing for them there, too.
So it's like their chips, ganyan?
Correct.
They call it kumara.
Parang rice nila. Parang so kumara is actually like sweet potato, like kamote.
Yeah, kamote.
Yeah, yeah. So they call it kumara over there. Yeah.
Okay. So kung tayo ma-rice, sila naman ay makumara. Amazing, no? Mga things that we don't know. No, nandun ka ba sa New Zealand, Dan? Ano po mainly yung mga kinain mo?
Well, kasi...
Wala ka bang tinry na traditional Kiwi food or ganyan?
Not as traditional, but the fish and chips, yes, legit, of course.
It's better than mostly. Here, I would say.
Oh, really?
Napaligiran talaga sila ng tubig, no? So, you know, even the, like, you know, that's seafood scene and all. Pero, I went to mainly South Island, a bit of Christchurch, and mainly, ang dalas ko dun sa
Queenstown.
So, it's a touristy area, but but I loved it. If you ask me, I can stay there and retire.
Really? It's that, ganung level.
Nice for me. That's my preference. How do Filipino and, you know, Kiwi cultural elements show up differently in your style and your expression of music or even your creative?
Yeah, a lot of like my inspiration when it comes to making music was mainly growing up in New Zealand. In the islander community, they listen to a lot of like reggae and R&B. Reggae was kind of like one of the bigger influence in my music. So you'll hear, like, if you do listen to my music, you'll hear that there's a bit of, like, you know, a bit of, like, the reggae style in there. But I'm trying to obviously focus more on, like, the R&B and hip hop just to be different, just to be unique. Yeah. So, like, a lot of, like, Filipinos try to do rapping and all that. So again, just trying to, like, find my path in music. Yeah.
Paano mo na-find din itong music na R&B and hip-hop? Was it something that came out naturally when you were young? Because I know you started with guitar, right?
Yeah, so I used to listen to a lot of rock music.
Rock before.
Yeah, so I used to be in a band as well. I used to be in a band as well. But mainly because of my voice. So obviously my voice didn't really match how like you know rock songs and all that. So and I eventually and I also have always had my love for R&B music, and so I kind of like drifted onto that side, and eventually found my peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It took a while though, or after sa rock, parang
hinanap
yung sarili mo.
Probably around like when I was 18 plus, when I really started making like, you know, R&B and hip hop. But before that, was mainly I was listening to rock. Yeah.
Wow, may transition
ah. Oh,
yeah, may transition. Yeah.
Pwede mo ikwento mo sa amin what was the, you know, the catalyst, the moving sort of force.
The turning point.
The turning point. Mainly, it was also to do with the fact that I used to dance as well, hip-hop. And it was mainly because...
Oh, you also dance?
Yeah, I used to compete when I was younger. And then, don't want to talk about that. It's the different side of my life as well. But yeah, eventually, obviously, with the type of music I listen to while I'm dancing, you know, and that's how I kind of gotten, like, you know, oh, I actually really, really like hip-hop and R&B. And obviously, like, with the singing as well, I thought, you know, maybe I would try it out, and eventually went well.
Ano yung sa tingin mo, Trix, yung similarities na na-observe mo lang sa between Filipino and, you know, South Auckland communities in terms of creativity?
So South Auckland, if no one knows, it's very very hood. Like very hood. It's like I would say rough. But it's a lot closer to Philippines than like the other areas of Auckland. So if you say I'm from South Auckland, people would be like, "Oh.
Wow.
Okay, cool." May rough streets din dun, ganun. And I also grew up with a lot of...
Natatakot ba sila pag sabi mo, I'm from South Auckland?
Hindi naman, pero parang may dating din. You know? So,
okay.
So parang may dating ka rin kung galing ka dun. So yung mga iba, pag narinig nila na, ay, taga South Auckland ka pala. Okay. Parang, you know.
Okay.
So parang may rough streets as well.
The reputation.
Parang Pinas din, you know.
So when it comes to creativity naman and music, they also make, you know.
Very. So a lot of like the South Auckland musicians that I know, like the hip-hop artists, very into like the aggressive hip-hop. You know, and a lot of like, there's some, a lot of hip-hop artists that grew up in South Auckland that I respect so much. They make really good music. And I guess some of my influence was from that as well.
Tanong lang natin on similarities of the Kiwi culture in Filipino. You mentioned about, you know, being in the creative in the music scene, di ba? It's never easy. You know?
Correct.
Minsan mahirap talaga, di ba? To make it make it big, di ba? Can you talk about the resilience, the similarities of like, you know, are the South Auckland like people, New Zealand, like community, like a resilient as a Filipinos?
Yeah, very. A lot of like obviously in New Zealand. So when you go to like the music awards and all that, unfortunately they really try and like move away from like the hip hop side purely because it's really aggressive and all that, right?
Yeah. So
and obviously a lot of them complain, like a lot of the artists, they're like, you know, we never get the chance to like, you know, show what we can do.
Yes.
Because you guys don't want to give us airtime.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But in the last few years, thankfully, a lot of like the new producers and like, you know, in the industry have really started helping like the community, the hip hop community over there, and I find it cool because it just shows how you know they didn't give up.
Yes,
they kept going, and that's influenced me as well with my music, where, you know, obviously I had time off from music and I wanted to do it again.
Yeah,
and I kept going, you know, and it, you know, just from all the influence from there, it's really given me a lot of inspiration to move forward. Yeah.
Do you think your identity as both Filipino and Kiwi gives you a unique position or responsibility in the industry?
Yes, absolutely. You know, because I also have to represent like the Filipinos from New Zealand, right? So I have to show them that, you know, us Filipinos here in Australia and also in New Zealand, we can do it too.
Mm-mm.
Whatever you guys can do in Philippines. The only difference is, obviously, they're there. Mm-hmm. So the market there is easier for them.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. So whereas for us, we have to keep going. We have to show. We have to like really shine our light for them to see us. And it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard, but you know, we keep going.
Yeah.
With your mates, no, with your friends in New Zealand, the locals as well. You're local there, but you know, you coming from a Filipino background and culture, Dubai. Is there something that you share that, you know, in terms of music, this is how we make music, this is the core, the inspiration to Filipino music. How do you share it to them?
Funny enough, I was just messaging one of them earlier, and he always supports me. So he's kind of like our leader from the group that I was in over there, and he always supports my music. And the way I share it is, nowadays, everyone is really open to like different type of languages, right? So purely because everyone puts subtitles on songs now.
Yes.
And doing that, it's really kind of like given a way for them to kind of appreciate my music as well. So even though like, you know, I'm the only Filipino in the group, they enjoy my music still because I always try and like explain to them, show to them like, you know, my music and what it means to me and like, you know, and with the subtitles fully helps. And they love it. Yeah.
And speaking of music, Trix, syempre hindi lang natin pag-uusapan yung, you know, yung music ni Trix. Papakinggan po natin dahil today magpapasampo si Trix sa atin ng kanyang song that he actually released a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A little something lang background about this song lately. What is this about?
So the song, I wrote that song a couple of years ago. It was mostly inspired, obviously, from because of my partner as well. So obviously, she's probably listening right now.
Hello. Really? What's her name?
You want to say Atika. Hi? Her name's Atika. Hi, Atika.
Hi, Atika.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, and baby's listening too. Yeah, they're showing me. She's lying down and the radio's playing at home. So,
Hello to baby. What's the name of the baby?
Astrid.
Astrid. Okay, so let's have a listen. Ngayon po ay pagbibigyan tayo ni Trix. Papakinggan po natin siya sa kanyang live na pagkanta sa kanyang awiting Lately.
Squad, if I could have your attention, please.
Tell me, could you be my lady? I've been thinking lately, 'cause I've been waiting patiently. And I wouldn't mind you shy, I know. And I would be crazy for you. Tonight for sure. And can you be mine forevermore? Been my girl. 6 a.m. in the morning, on the side of the bed, rolling and rolling. Better start going. Never stop thinking about you. Come on, let's go. Taking my hand while we walking slow. Slipping around and you make me stop, yes. What you want? Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need and then I'll tell you what I want. Without a second thought, you even started wearing all my clothes, and that's okay, okay. Spending time with you like every day.
Squad.
Let's start over, and won't you tell me? 'Cause I've been thinking, babe. 'Cause I've been waiting patiently, and I wouldn't mind your side, and I'm over here. Now you up tonight for sure. And can you be mine forevermore? Be my girl. I'm never staring at you, 'cause I'm dreaming about you. But I guess I'll ride to do that and not see you at all. Hey, and now I'll meet you halfway. Cody's, oh, that I'm thinking of you. Ain't gotta be low-key at all. Ain't gotta hide it at all. And I'ma flex you to my fam. Introduce you to my friends. And I'm crazy for you. And how you up tonight for sure? And can you be mine forevermore? Be my girl. My lady. I've been thinking lately. 'Cause I've been waiting patiently. And I wouldn't mind you shy, I know. And I'm over here crazy for you. And now you up tonight for sure. And can you be mine forevermore? Be my girl. Yeah. Be my girl.
squad. If I could have your attention, please.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, palakpakan naman natin. Tricks para sa awiting lately. Naku, ang haba ng hair ni Attica. Wow, that's for Attica. Wow.
Yes.
Ay, sorry, Dad. Ayan.
Be my girl. Ano maybe now, no? For Astrid na rin. Kasi be my girl.
Ay,
na,
para pwede rin, no?
Pwede rin. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's a beautiful. So, ikaw din ba yung namamahala sa production? Music production?
Yeah.
So, are you hands-on?
Oh, so the obviously the instrumental is not made by me. It's made by one of my friends back in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
But all the writing, the mixing and mastering, it's all done
by you? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Paano mo pinipili yung beat? Did this just come out or...
Yeah,
really?
Countless of hours of like listening. This doesn't work for me.
Mm-mm.
Something else,
mm-mm,
you know. And eventually, if it clicks, it clicks.
Yeah.
And if I can write something to it, even better.
Yeah. How would you describe naman your sound to someone hearing your music for the first time?
Upbeat, always happy, always about like you know true feelings. Not so much into like the sad songs and all that, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make upbeat music just to, you know, obviously keep myself active and keep myself always
positive.
Happy as well. Always
Uh-oh.
Positive, yeah, correct.
Uh-oh.
But R&B music for anyone that's into like the early 2000s type of music, like you know, like Neo and
yeah,
all that.
Yun yung mga era natin.
Oh, absolutely, and that's I think I'm stuck there, but I'm happy to be stuck there.
Yeah,
you know, I'm happy with that type of music. All the new music now is good, but I'm very happy with the way I'm making music now because all of that is coming back as well. Aww. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a lot of like the early 2000s type of songs, they're all coming back now.
True. Yeah.
That's right.
I think I'm also stuck there, Dan, kasi parang era natin yun.
Natin yan, oo. Nagsimula rin tayo sa music, no? Ganun din yung naririnig natin at piniplay natin sa radio before. Ako, nabanggit niya itong mga artists, no? We're just curious, yung blend ng R&B with, you know, that melodic rap, di ba? It's really pleasant to listen to. Mm. Pero is this an influence more of like the environment in New Zealand or... sa Filipino roots din natin, di ba? Also, us being exposed to, like, Western music, di ba? American music.
Filipinos love ballad music, right?
True.
So, and that's always going to be, like, even if you find a Filipino doing auditions,
they're
always going to sing ballad. And I've tried to incorporate that with, R&B. So, I always try and make my songs... not very rap-ish.
Mm-mm.
And I try to, which is, you know, the melodic rap, I try to always put melodies on it to make it more sweeter.
Yeah.
In terms of like the rap part, that's from my New Zealand, my Kiwi side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, rap and all that is very a big thing there. And so, like, you know, I tried to put it together. Whereas the singing part is where, you know, my dad have taught me how to sing, like ballads and all that. And so... put it together and I got the melodic rap style
nice.
and that's how I got it together.
Amazing. Influences mo, of course, apart from your dad and Neo, as you mentioned, sino ba?
Chris Brown. Chris Brown has always been a very, very big. Also a lot of like the new Filipino artists now.
Mm-hmm.
They've become a very big influence in my writing as well in
the
past few. There's a guy, Hev Abi, he came here last year. I'm not too sure if you guys know him. He was here. He did his Australian tour. I actually opened for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I opened for him.
Wow.
And Hirai Music opened for him. And it was cool. It was really cool. His type of music is melodic rap as well. So he raps with melodies. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because it really works with how I make music. So he's become a bit of an
inspiration. Influence.
Yeah, correct. Oh. Yeah.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Okay din talaga, no? Talaga, even if you're like, you know, kahit nasa New Zealand ka, o nandito, sa Melbourne, nasa Australia mismo, no? And you're given an opportunity, di ba din, to share and, you know, collaborate with artists. What have you learned? Tanong natin, kanyari, si Hev Abi, I know, I've seen his, I've listened to his music, I know this person, really big in the Philippines, one of the really good, like, performers and rappers, no?
Pero I think, first Filipino to reach 1 billion streams, I think, on Spotify.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Very big. Amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. If you're a Filipino here, like, you know, you're a rapper, you're a music person, what do you get from, you know, mga bumibisita dito when you work with them? What sort of, like, inspiration or lessons?
I get a lot of, like, obviously praises and all that, and it's nice to see
encouragement,
that correct, and it encourages me to make more, because I see, like, I myself see that I inspire others, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I work with a lot of, like, new artists here in Melbourne as well. So, if you guys don't know, like, my studio is always open for anyone, right?
Mm.
So, there's a few artists already that I've kind of, like, put, you know, next to me, and so I can, like, obviously teach them what I know.
You're helping other artists.
Correct. Mm-mm. And I'm always happy to do that, because it makes me happy to pay forward what I learned from the guys that taught me, you know.
Mm-mm.
And it's inspirational. It encourages me to make more music. And yeah, it's really nice to see, like, you know, when new people hear my music,
yeah,
and they're like, oh, he's actually from Melbourne, and I love it, because, you know, my analytics on Spotify shows that Melbourne's, like, my
number
number two city.
Ah, so number one is New Zealand.
New Zealand's number three.
Number three.
Philippines is my number one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
wow. Mm-hmm. And I know that you are releasing, tama ba, ng mga new single?
Yeah, yeah, I'm planning to. I have no date yet, but I have already compiled all the songs. It's about a year and a half, 2 years in the making.
Wow.
And it's only six songs.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a compilation of, like, I've picked out from, like, you know, bajillion other songs.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it goes well. We also, Coda also dropped a new song last night with a music video. We just dropped it last night, and so it's, my phone's, like, going crazy right now. But yeah.
Where are you releasing the music?
So we distribute all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, and all that. And then obviously the music video is on YouTube.
Yeah, if they want to watch it.
Correct. Yeah, so if you just search Coda Music with a Q, not the C. Search it up and you'll find the new music video there. Mm-hmm. Or if you can find me, just search up Hiraya Tricks, and you'll eventually find me everywhere on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
Oh, hanapin lamang Hiraya Tricks.
Yeah.
Oh. What does Hiraya mean? Sorry, Dan, tanong ko lang. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng Hiraya? Paano ba nabuo yung Hiraya music?
When we put the group together, we kind of, like, we were thinking of what we were going to name ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the three of us, we want to chase dreams, right? This is us chasing our dreams. And that's what Hiraya music means, right? Hiraya means, I'm pretty sure, chasing dreams. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Wow. But
aspirations.
Correct. So, and so that's where it came from. And so, like, you know what? No one's called themselves Hiraya music yet. Why don't we? So, eventually we started calling ourselves Hiraya Music, and it's kind of like a household Filipino music name now in Melbourne. So a lot of people actually have heard of us already.
Yeah,
so.
Very, very popular, Hiraya Music, and the group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Ito, last question ko na siguro, no, bago tayo matapos. Talk about your future in terms of, like, you know, your creatives and making music now that you're a father, di ba?
Yeah.
You know, paano na siya mag-change? Mag-iba ba yung writing style mo? Or are you more inspired now for you?
Yeah, I'm a lot more inspired now, but I will be taking a bit of a break before I kind of start releasing again and start writing again. Just want to focus on my partner and the newborn. But, you know, hopefully by the later half of this year, hopefully I get to start releasing some really good songs. But obviously, the baby... The
comes
new Astrid's definitely going to have a bit of inspiration into that music for sure. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
We're so excited for you, Trix. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Doing great. And you're such an inspiration sa Filipino community.
Thank you.
Of course, dito sa Melbourne. And also, you're helping other musicians to grow and find their kumbaga music. So, thank you for that. And once again, where can they follow you before we close the
if
show?
If you just want to search Hiraya Tricks or It's Hiraya Tricks on Instagram, if you go on my Instagram and you click on my bio, you will see all the links there. So all my music's there. I think that's pretty much the main hub for my music. So, but yeah, Spotify, even if you just search Tricks, I'm pretty sure you'll find me straight away.
Tricks lang ang hanapin.
T-R-I-X.
Correct. Yes, yeah. Ayan. Thank you very much. Much Tricks. And dami kasing kss, ayan. Thank you, Tricks, for being with us here on SBS Filipino. Thank you for your time and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Sa inyong newborn. And Dan, ayan. Meron ka pa bang gustong idagdag?
Nako, magpapasalamat lang ako kay Trix, no, sa ating mga tagapakinig. Thank you for sharing your music, diba?
Thank
and
you.
We wish you all the best. Ayan. Dad of the year na to. Dad of the year.
Yeah, dad of the year. So, juggling everything,
that
no?
That could be a title for a new song. Dad
why
of
not?
The year.
Dad of the year. Actually, the inspired photography si Trix. Ayan. Maraming salamat po sa mga nakatutok ngayong umaga sa SBS Filipino. At once again, nakasama po natin Trix Aguhar.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.